I'm Jay Holland with Eagle 102.3 News.
The Randolph County Sheriff's Office report. An 11-year-old boy was treated at an emergency room of Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center in LaGrange for a dog bite that occurred at a residence on U.S. 431 just north of Roanoke. The boy's mother said that she had gone to purchase a crib she had seen on Facebook Marketplace and had five children with her. The resident of the home told the children that they could go see his chickens and goats. About 5 minutes later, her son ran around the house with blood on his face, saying he had been bitten by a dog. Halfway through the 2025 Alabama legislative session, state lawmakers are bringing gambling back to the table. Senator Greg Allbritton filed legislation Tuesday that would legalize some forms of gambling. WTVM reports his legislation includes a lottery, sports betting, and electronic bingo at the six existing facilities in Alabama. It would not add any new facilities. Allbritton says he wants to take what's already there, cap it, and tax it. State lawmakers are also considering a bill that would have a major impact on the quality of health care available in rural areas of the state. WAKA reports the Community Pharmacy Relief Act benefits local independent drugstores that provide people in rural areas with the medications they need. The bill would provide pharmacies with a guaranteed minimum payment for every prescription. And Buzz Williams has been hired as head basketball coach at Maryland, school officials said Tuesday. Williams leaves Texas A&M after coaching the Aggies to three straight NCAA tournaments.
I'm Jay Holland for Eagle 102.3 News. For more news and information, go to eagle1023.com.